Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, either through Conversations Radio Network, through our friends on the radio dial, or online. We're glad you all could be with us today. I'm really excited to welcome to our program Alexandra Hellquist. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves and to see that hard work definitely being rewarded. She's a part of a film that we've talked about recently here on Conversations Live. It's called Sole Proprietor. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay updated with the film, but also how you can stay in contact with Alexandra as well. Alexandra, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Cyrus. I'm really excited to be here.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, you have definitely been busy, so there's a lot for us to talk about. and we will be talking about Sole Proprietor for sure. You know, and I think the great thing about you, Alexandra, when I was prepping for your segment, I noticed, you know, the passion that you have for acting is definitely something that comes through right away. I mean, has that kind of been one of the big benefits for you to see that passion being rewarded?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, honestly, the work itself, when you get to work with such good people and such amazing things, is its own reward. Sole Proprietor is something I'm really proud of, and I'm so excited to see how people respond to it. But I'm glad it comes through. I love what I do. I love it with all my heart, and it's a strange and beautiful industry, and it's kind of a crapshoot for everyone trying to do what I'm trying to do, but I already feel like one of the luckiest people in the world. So.
Wow. Yeah. And look, you can't ask for anything better than that, right? And I think, you know, as you just mentioned something that I have definitely found to be true, and when you surround yourself with people that are equally as driven and passionate about something, it definitely makes it worthwhile for you. So what was it about acting, do you think, that really, really stood out to you, Alexandra, that made you say, this is something I wanted to do?
Oh, I mean, I remember being fascinated by it for a really long time. It seemed kind of like magic to be able to be these other people, and I think it's one of the few ways in which you can live many lives in one. Mm-hmm. I actually started acting at college, at Brown University, and honestly, I think I was really, really bad at it. I remember going on stage and not feeling anything except fear of leaving my lines. I don't know if you know the play The Seagull, but there's
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful play, and one I'd love to do one day if anyone out there is listening. There's a scene in it that I remember doing, and I was just flailing, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I felt embarrassed and self-conscious. And there was this one line. There's this one line in it that's like, you don't know how it feels to know that you're being a bad actor. And that was the one line that I honestly connected to. And boy, did I stay the hell out of that one line. But after college, I moved to New York, and I started studying at the T. Schreiber Studio, which I love, and they were the first people to tell me to stop acting and to simply react, that being honest and true was going to be so much more interesting than anything I thought I had to do or thought I had to emote, that even if nothing was going on, that was going to be more interesting because it would be true. And then they give you techniques and they help you build your toolbox, but I think I can safely say that everything I know is from them. Everything good I know. it's a beautiful craft and one that I look forward to learning about more and more every day that I do it.
You know, I think, you know, anyone who's heard of you before, Alexandra, will definitely be impressed by you or have to be impressed by you. I just noticed when I was
Aww,
when I was prepping for your segment, you know, I thought about, you know, what you've been able to do, not only, of course, with television and film, but also theater. I mean, you really have embraced this. And I think the thing that I hope our audience takes away is that you can't just say you want to do something. You have to put in the work. Do you think it's that work that is really being rewarded for you now?
I mean, it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of passion. But this is also an interesting world in which you can work so, so hard, and you might never get the chance to have your work be seen on this level. And I know, I mean, I have worked with so many brilliant people, and there's such a huge element of chance. And, you know, knowing the right people and things like that. And so it's wonderful that I get this chance, but it doesn't mean that other people don't deserve it just as much, even if their work isn't being seen on
right.
this level yet. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But I
for
feel
sure.
very lucky, and I have a lot of pride in what we have accomplished together. And I'm excited for the world to see you.
Right. And they definitely will be able to see soon with Sole Proprietor, for sure. We're going to talk more about that. Alexandra, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Alexandra Hellquist. We're talking to her not only about her journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves in many different platforms and to see that hard work definitely pay off for her. You know, I think there is something you mentioned, Alexandra, I want to go back to, because I think, you know, as we're moving forward into talking about Sole Proprietor, there has to be a certain amount of confidence in oneself to do anything outrageous like acting or, you know, whatever it might be, especially for people in the creative community. Where do you think that comes from for you to be willing to take the risk?
Well, I've worked for acting. It's taken me a very, very long time to develop the confidence I have now and the faith in myself. It took years of study and training. It took me several years before I could even say I am an actor. It seems like a really big statement to make. I am an artist. That's a huge statement to make. But I think part of it is trusting the work, trusting the craft, and sort of almost letting yourself disappear into it.
Right.
If that makes sense, and trusting the people that you're with. Honestly, being in a good team, and Sole Proprietor is an amazing team, almost like a family, kind of, family of beautiful weirdos. It really does help a lot. But yeah, I think it does take work and time to develop that confidence, at least it did for me.
Yeah. Since you mentioned Sole Proprietor, I want to go to a conversation you and I had briefly before we went on here, Alexandra, that I had with Dan Eberle recently. And he said something that I did not know that I thought was really interesting, especially since I was going to get a chance to speak with you. And he was talking about the lead role and how I mentioned to him that when I was prepping for this segment, you know, to go from actually posting about, you know, this lead character and then, of course, seeing it come to life. And he mentioned that what we see now with Sole Proprietor, what people will see in August, is not the initial character that he had in mind. What was it like for you to be able to not only, of course, to bring this character to life, but then to be able to give that input that now has made the character who she is?
Oh, God. It was really amazing and a real privilege. So I guess we'll go back a little bit. So I was self-submitting myself to projects. There's a lot of filtering that goes on, but there's a lot of faith, too. You submit yourself to things, and you have no idea, you don't, like, you haven't read the script yet, you just see the character description, and you're like, ooh, that speaks to me in this way, or like, ooh, I think I could do that. And there are sometimes red flags, especially for a young female actor self-submitting to things, when someone is a writer, director, and a lead actor, and they're asking for a female who will do lots of nudity, that's something that often is like, it's time to tread carefully here.
Right.
But the project, the grit of it and the edginess was very much up my alley, and there was something in the breakdown that whispered to me. So I submitted myself, and I got to read the script, and then Dan and I talked about it even before I went in, and I do a lot of sort of femme fatale, very sort of provocative roles, but I'm very, very careful about the roles I choose because I think sexuality and sensuality are extremely important to explore. I think they're an integral part of the human condition, and I think they're really interesting and fun as well, but there's a lot of exploitation out there.
Right.
So I talked to Dan, and I was like, ooh, I feel like it should be more like this. I feel like I want to try these colors and do something a little more unexpected, I guess, and make Sophie less of something a little more unusual.
Right.
Something slightly different from the typical femme fatale idea, like all sultriness and brooding. And I think that those aspects are in her, but I wanted to bring something else to light. And then I went in, and Dan trusted me, and Ashley Spankle was there too, one of our producers, and they let me play. They let me let go, and he was with me, and we discovered things together, things that I hadn't planned, and I think that that's when really, really beautiful things happen, when everyone is surprised. And so that was a real gift. And honestly, Dan is a special leader. He, I've worked on quite a few projects now, and I think the best ones are those where the director brings on people that they trust and then lets them do their thing. And I feel like everyone on that set, there were amazing people on that set. Everyone came and felt valued and uniquely trusted and free to put all of our love and passion and imagination into whatever our roles might be. And I think that hopefully you can feel that in the film. He plays a lot of tough guys, but he's a total sweetheart. And it was a real joy to work on this with him and with everyone else.
Right. You know, I remember watching the trailer before I actually interviewed Dan, and I had, you know, those wow moments just in watching that. I mean, what is that like for you to watch, to see the different emotions even in that 60-plus second trailer? You know, what is that like for you to see yourself that way?
Oh, I love the trailers. But I have to tell you, sometimes when I'm watching myself, I can't watch myself, and that's usually when I know that it's not so great. I really love the trailers. I love the work. I haven't seen the film in its entirety, beginning to end. I've seen my parts in it because I've been, like, mining the film for footage and things like that.
Sure.
Other actors out there, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. But I've been holding off. I've been trying to resist the urge to watch it so I can see it on the big screen in its full glory. So, the trailers are great. It's a strange experience to watch oneself. I don't really know how to quite describe it. It's because I can remember being in those moments, but it isn't. It's parts of me, but it's not quite me. It's a strange, wonderful experience.
Right. Yeah. Do you find yourself drawn to things, Alexandra, that challenge you the most? Because you seem like a person who likes a challenge. So do you find that those are the roles that do seem to attract you more so than the ones that would be looked at as being safe?
I think that I'm drawn to roles for all sorts of reasons. I you know, there's conventional wisdom in the industry that as an actor, especially like a younger, more beginning-ish actor, that you know your type and you stick to it and you market yourself that way. But there's something, I really love being a chameleon. And I love, like, visiting all these different worlds and these different minds. And I think having a mix of roles is really a wonderful thing. And keeping myself fresh and on the edge and yes, challenging myself, doing things I've never done before is exciting and important, I think. Right. I definitely have, like, aspects or I guess archetypes that come up again and again or themes in any given project that will speak to me, like finding a home, finding a family, things like that, or innocence and so-called, I don't want to say corruption. That's not what I mean. Negative connotation. But subversion and I don't know. I hope to do all sorts of things.
Right.
And it's part of acting that I really love.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned, you know, of course, about watching yourself. I want to talk about the fans for a moment because, of course, we want the fans to watch as we want them to watch Sole Proprietor when it comes out in August.
Yes.
What is that like for you to hear from people, though, who have seen your work, Alexandra, and who have appreciated your roles? What is it like for you to be able to have those kind of conversations?
It's really humbling, actually. It's a beautiful thing, and it's still new to me. A couple of fans have reached out to me on Facebook, and it really warms my heart to know that I'm reaching people. It's a real privilege, I think, and I hope I never, ever, ever take it for granted if I have the chance to have more fan interactions. But honestly, it's kind of a heady thing right now. I don't know if I have that many fans out there, but I'm grateful for each and every one. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I think you would be surprised. I think you would be surprised. Because I think, okay, people go to your website, which I want to give that out,
yes.
And we'll give it out again. It's alexandrahailquist.com.
Sure, yeah.
If you all just look at her resume, I mean, if that in itself is not impressive to you, I think that is the amazing thing. And you know what? I think, you know, Alexandra, maybe it's good that you don't think about the fans because that means that your focus is really where, you know, you want it to be, and that is with the actual work. Is that then, well, let me ask you this question. Is the idea of having fans or the possibility of people following you, is that just an added benefit to doing what you love to do?
What I do and what actors and filmmakers and artists do, I think it really requires people to watch or listen. We need an audience in order, like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? If an artist is making art in a vacuum, it's frustrating. It's a frustrating experience, and I've definitely been in that position too. Fans or even not fans, even people who just take the time to watch it, I think we're all very grateful for the opportunity for our work to even be seen. What was the question?
I was just asking you, Alexander, you know, was the idea of having
true.
Fans following your work, just an added benefit
thing.
To it? Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a necessity that people see our work. And then if they like it, then, like, that's a wonderful, amazing thing. But I'm not sure that we can make work for the fans, or hopefully that's the job for producers to decide.
and then I can
just like do my work in that realm. I know that there's business to this, and it's a show business, but as much as I can, I'd like to try and keep my art and work pure. I think that it's almost my job to do that, and to go from the inside out rather than the outside in.
Got you. I can totally respect that.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not incredibly grateful and gratified when people respond to my work.
And I know they will only continue to do so, Alexandra. Again, everyone, Alexandra Hellquist has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Alexandra, as I knew it would be. And you know what? I wasn't going to mention this before, but I'll mention it now. I saw your post on Facebook, and see, it wasn't so bad. So I didn't get into anything bad. It was a great conversation. It was a lot of fun for sure. And so
I
was really excited.
One.
Yeah, no, you didn't mess up at all. It was a great conversation. I want you all to definitely stay connected with Alexandra. You can find her through her website at alexandrahellquist.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she is on social media, so make sure you all take that opportunity. And then again, the film is called Sole Proprietor. Make sure you all are staying tuned for it. August 12th is the big theatrical premiere of it, so definitely stay tuned for that. And Alexandra, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to stay connected with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure's
quite
definitely
nervous.
Online.
You were my
Oh no! You were great.
So much.
Yeah, no need to be nervous at all. We really appreciate you stopping by. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.